And with that, we bring in Dick Girardi. Welcome, sir.
Steve, did I ever tell you about the time I aced the Island Green where the Players is?
You never did, no.
So I walked up to the Island Green, took a look, picked up a ball, walked around, and dropped it in the hole.
This is where you're just far more clever than the rest of us. That is otherwise known as, what did he use? A hand wedge.
It's the only way I was ever getting it over the water, for sure.
Yeah, never played. I had one opportunity to play that course once, but it, you know, things came up. I couldn't do it. We were down at the Gator Bowl once, so they said, "Hey, you want to go?" I'm like, "Hey, I'll go." And then all of a sudden, the trip got canceled.
Yeah, they said, "No, you're out." Yeah, I did walk it one day. It's actually a fascinating place. But so on to more important things.
So Sunday, I'm driving in the car and I'm listening to Mad Dog Sports Radio, and it's Dick Girardi. So what was Sunday like for you when everything broke about Baffert?
Well, strange, right? There hasn't been a Derby disqualification because of a positive drug test since 1968, so it's certainly not something you're expecting. Just trying to understand what this, what turns out to be an anti-inflammatory, was all about, trying to digest the news that Baffert's saying, yes, we did give this to the filly Gamine last September when she was disqualified from her third in the Kentucky Oaks. We just thought it would be under the limit. Turned out it was over the limit, so she was DQ'd. They lost the purse. But this time they didn't give it to Medina Spirit at all. And you try to figure, well, wait a second. If they didn't give it to him, how is it in his system? So that was kind of confusing. And then Baffert, who I thought did okay at the beginning, made a big mistake on Monday when he went on the media tour and canceled Culture.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just silly. It was like, you know, what are you doing? You know, just get on a plane, go back to California, let your lawyer talk for you. and then Tuesday, of course, they put out the statement saying, hey, look, we now realize we were giving this horse for a skin treatment, for he's having some skin issues, this Automax, which is an ointment, which, incredibly enough, one of its properties is betamethasone. And you're going, what? Like, you know, what is going on here? And you and I have had this conversation about other events through history, but everybody will now assume, because that's what we do, you assume the worst. You assume there's some grand conspiracy where all the evil geniuses are plotting to fix the Kentucky Derby. I think the most likely explanation for what happened is just pure cold stupidity.
Yeah.
That's generally the right answer, yeah. Right? You think, oh, wait a second, this is a multi-million-dollar operation, mm-hmm. and they have this topical skin ointment, and nobody bothers to look at the label to see that it has an ingredient that can't be on a horse, in a horse on race day. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that sounds insane, but I can believe it happened. And maybe the vet who prescribed it thought that that was such a small property in this ointment that it wouldn't show up at a test. That's all stuff to be determined, Steve. But, yeah, we do know now they've said, hey, look, the horse got this ointment for 30 days for the skin rash, and maybe that's why there was a positive test. But I think we need to know more. Hopefully we will eventually know more. I hope the vet who prescribes it comes out at some point and explains why, and maybe we'll get a better sense of it. Right. But I get the public. Look, what does the public see, Steve? They go, Derby winner test positive. That they're done, right? That's
yeah.
the end of the story.
That's
for that. There's no subtle. There's no nuance. There's none of that. And look, I've listened to some really smart veterinarians have had to say about it this week. This is an anti-inflammatory. It's generally not something you would give a horse to enhance performance. It's really not. It's pretty far down on the scale. But at the same time, the reason they don't want it in a horse on race day is because as an anti-inflammatory, it could potentially be masking a problem the horse might have. So it's really for horse safety,
right.
not for enhancing the horse's performance. They don't want anything to happen to the horse. And if the vets are looking at the horse before the race, and maybe he's not showing any signs of lameness, but he's got problems which are being masked by this anti-inflammatory, that's why they don't want it in on race day.
Right. In fact, you referenced Dancer's Image in 1968, and I remember in growing up in New England, Dancer's Image was a big deal because Peter Fuller, big-time Boston car dealer, owned the horse. So, wow, the horse won. It's like, hey, a horse, you know, that's owned by somebody that's, you know, from our area won the Kentucky Derby, and then, of course, he got disqualified. But they allowed the horse to run in the Preakness, if I remember. And I think it finished third, and then it got DQ'd in a bumping incident or something like that.
He had a rough May, Steve.
Yeah,
right. First in the Derby, DQ'd for a Butte Bridge, and Butte is essentially a horse racing version of an aspirin for us. Right. Just wasn't legal then. It's legal now.
Right.
And then got DQ'd for an in-race incident like Maximum Security. So, yeah, I'm sure Peter started thinking people were out to get him. It's interesting. His daughter, Abby, actually became a very good jockey later years and won the Philly Triple Crown on a horse called Mom's Command, trained by a guy named Ned Allard. That was a bizarre incident back, 1968. Hasn't happened since. And look, if Baffert hadn't had these other similar sounding incidents within the last year, I think more people would have been willing to say, all right, this is probably just a screw up. But because he did have them, now everybody's thinking it's a pattern of behavior, and he's Lance Armstrong. I don't see that at all. I mean, look, Lance Armstrong clearly had a performance enhancer. His old team had it. He threw everybody under the bus. But the problem is it just doesn't look good for the game, right? You're saying, well, this is the biggest name in the sport. You know, what are you doing? You know, what kind of an operation are you running here?
Right.
If, in fact, it was the dumb explanation, which I ascribe to until somebody else proves otherwise, I mean, it's like somebody's going to get fired in there. But just like, it's just like, how? What? Why? Should this even show up on a drug test if it's a property in this this Automax? I mean, I need a vet to explain that. Right. I mean, I'm sure that'll all happen ultimately at a hearing. What'll happen, Steve, this split sample that they're going to send out, once that tests positive, and I feel pretty confident it will, then they'll have a hearing in Kentucky, and then we'll get a better sense. I'm sure there'll be experts testifying and how it plays out, but ultimately I think the horse is going to get DQ'd for the Derby. I think that's it. It's just going to be hard to get beyond that, I think.
Exactly. By the way, under the All's Well That Ends Well, Dancer's Image was retired to stud in Ireland. So, okay.
Hey.
This is a follow-up.
Hey.
All right. You and I, of course, talk all the time, as everybody knows, all the time. So this Medina Spirit was not Baffert's best horse entering the year.
Correct. Not even close.
And exactly right. Life is Good was the horse.
Yeah.
Was he even surprised this horse actually ran the way it did?
He was. Yeah, no, he really was. It's funny. I texted him a few days after the race just to congratulate him, and he said, look, we train these horses like lions are running after them, right? So that's why they're all fast. And when this horse got loose on the lead, he was dangerous to win. I mean, that's when he runs his best race. But, yeah, he's not the best horse in the barn. He ran against Life is Good twice this winter. Lost a close race the first time and got crushed by 8 lengths the second time, but then Life is Good got hurt. So, yeah, Baffert won with the second string for the second year in a row. The difference is that nobody claimed Authentic was on anything illegal last year, but they are claiming that this year. I mean, I don't have any doubt to think that the test is valid. I think even if Baffert before was saying, well, you didn't get it, there's no way this test is right. They've obviously gone back on that. But again, why somebody didn't look at the label of this ointment, I mean, again, you could say, hey, maybe they're trying to just come up with a reason this is test positive and there's some other nefarious thing going on, that this drug covers up some hideous stuff that they're actually moving. Look, anything's possible, right? Yeah, it's possible that the sky is red, but most of the time it's blue.
Defense on your neighborhood.
There is that.
Street Sense won the Kentucky Derby in 2007. His Son Is Concert Tour. That has had 3 wins and a thoroughly baffling third place finish in the Arkansas Derby. How good is that? Does anybody know how good this horse is?
Yeah, Steve, I am not on the concert tour bandwagon.
Yeah,
his 3 wins were good, right? I mean, he's undefeated going to the Arkansas Derby, but circumstances were in his favor. And the Revel Stakes, 13th of March, won by four. It's the circumstance where a horse has to look good, and he did, but he didn't run very fast. So I'm thinking, you know, how good is this horse really? So next time he's 1-5, instead of getting the front, he's chasing. It gets to the critical moment in the race, and the horse hits the wall.
Has nothing, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't... Hey, look, maybe he'll come back, but even, it's one of these... Even if he runs his best race, that may not be good enough. And since it's the other Baffert, you got a strategic decision to make, because Medina Spirit and Concertor are the same style. They both are early speed types. So who's going? Who's waiting? What's going to happen? And obviously you'd think Baffert is going to be more interested in seeing Medina Spirit win, right?
Right.
He could win the faux Triple Crown, right? Win the Triple Crown and then get DQ'd later for the winning the Derby. I mean, it just to add to the bizarreness of the whole thing. So I'm going to try to beat Contretour, which may not be a great move given Baffert's record of the Preakness. I don't have any reason why Medina Spirit isn't going to run well. He's run well every race.
Right.
Now, there are those who are going to say, wow, he won the Derby because they were up to no good. I am not one of those people. I think he won the Derby just because of circumstance. It put him in a position to win. It's not like Baffert hasn't won the Derby before. So I like Medina Spirit again. I like Midnight Bourbon.
I am.
But of all the horses that ran in the Derby, Steve, he got the worst ride from my man Mike Smith, who I love, but he is 55. And I don't think he's in the same form he was 3 years ago when he won the Triple Crown on Justify. Big jockey change to Irad Ortiz. Totally taken out of his comfort zone in his last race. Usually he's right up near the front.
Yeah.
This race he's 11th. After the start, got off to the worst start in the field, and ended up running sixth. It was he kept trying.
Yeah, he ran 12th most of the time. I think he got himself to sixth. Yeah,
yeah. No, I thought he really ran well under the circumstances, and this circumstance is going to be dramatically different. He'll be right in the race.
Yeah,
I would think when they hit the first turn, it's going to be Medina Spirit, Midnight Bourbon, and Concertour in some order. And if that's the case, then Midnight Bourbon's going to have a real chance to win it. No cinch by any means. Look, Medina Spirit's the horse to beat. He's won the Derby, right?
Right.
Why wouldn't he be the horse to beat?
Yeah, and it's a shorter. It's 1 3/16.
Yep.
Of the double digits, anybody we should look at?
Yeah, I thought Keep Me in Mind ran better than the paper. Right, he ran seventh. He was last, and then he was super wide in the Derby. He's one of only three coming out of the Derby to run back in the Preakness. It is funny, right? Every year there's 19, and then half of them go into the witness protection program.
Exactly.
After the Derby, right? Their owners are down there drinking mint juleps, and then you realize, oh, my God, my horse is really not that good. Let's send them to Penn National. See if I can do a little better at ours. Yeah, it's just weird. So I thought Keep Me in Mind ran okay. Better than the paper. He finished seventh, but he's going to need a little better ride than my man David Cohen gave him at the Derby, and he's back again to try. If there's one I'd like to see run well, the one Ram, only from my man D. Wayne, who's closing on 90, and he's still out there on his pony every morning. And of course, he holds the record. He's won the second most Triple Crown races behind Baffert, and what did those guys have in common, Steve? They started their careers in quarter horse racing, which is all about speed, and they brought that thought to thoroughbreds, and that's how they won their races. They trained their horses for speed, and they're always in the race, and many of them keep going. Baffert's keep going all the way to the most grade one wins in the history of the sport.
All right, big picture question. Obviously, the people at Churchill Downs and, of course, Kentucky, they have their own rules. There are rules across. I don't know what the rules in California are. Does there need to be nationalization on this so everybody knows what they should and should not be doing as in terms of limits?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now in Kentucky, they used to have a limit on this particular therapeutic drug. Now they don't. That rule changed last year. But yeah, this sport has needed a national body for years to oversee this so you can have uniformity from state to state so the trainers know what they're dealing with. The penalties can be uniform. There's a law that was passed in December that's, and hopefully this will be implemented by next summer, But it's one thing that people want to do the right thing, then are they actually going to be able to do it? Who's going to sue who? And you know, I mean, when there's this kind of money involved, right, Steve, you know, it's just usual chaos and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, that really needs to happen. You know, people say, well, you know, why is Maryland letting the horse run when Kentucky banned Baffert's entries? Look, it hasn't been decided yet, right? We don't even have the split sample back. Right. Isn't that a hearing? It's basically just a case of due process. I don't have any problem with Maryland doing it. And what they did down there was really smart. The Pimlico officials, they have given this horse a pre-race test. And if he fails it, they're not going to let him run. He's going to stretch. And that's fair to everybody, fair to the bettors, fair to the other people that own horses, and everybody. My suspicion is this stuff is long since cleared, but that's why they're doing the test. But, yeah, Kentucky was in a tough spot. I was kind of fascinated that they did what they did. But in many ways, Steve, it was kind of we're going to sound like a tough guy, we're banning him. But really, his horses were getting ready to leave anyway.
Right.
They were about to head to California or Maryland. There was nothing really left in Kentucky, but we'll see what the Racing Commission and the stewards do once the split sample comes back and the lawyers get involved and make their case for why this happened and why it didn't affect the horse's performance. But it's pretty much of a black and white rule.
Right.
I don't see how they're going to beat this.
Right. I agree.
And if that's true, and it was just a mistake in giving this is one of the colossal blunders. This is like Roberto DiVincenzo, right? signing the wrong scorecard in the Masters. I mean, just like, what? Because I do not think whatever was in or not in the system, I do not think that was the reason the horse won the race.
My goodness, that was 1968, like Dancer's Image.
There you go. Bad year.
Bob Golby.
That was a bad year. That was like the worst year in the history of the Republic.
I know. It was.
Whatever could go wrong, you and I are old enough to remember.
Yeah.
Whatever could go wrong did go wrong. It was crazy.
I remember having Denny McClain on the show a couple of years ago, and he said, to be honest with you, he said, we made a great run in 1968. We actually brought the city back.
People, there's a lot of great books on the year 1968. Probably this is up, 2020 is up in Hunt.
Right. It's in the hunt.
It's definitely in the hunt after what everybody went through. But yeah, 1968 were just political madness. I mean, it was just like the country was on fire all year. Yeah. It's crazy.
So finally, the box on your box on Saturday is going to look like
3553 Medina Spirit Midnight Bourbon. I would prefer Midnight Bourbon on top because it's going to pay a little more. But
yeah,
those are my two. And Steve, I think not unlike the Derby, those first few hundred yards are going to tell you the tale. And it's going to be especially interesting to look at the 3 and the 10. Medina Spirit and Concert Tour, the two Bafferts, you know, with two veteran jockeys, what Johnny B and Mike Smith add their ages up there, combined 104. So they've been around a while.
Yeah.
We'll see how they play. Or 103. What's 55 and 49? Can I do this?
104.
104. See, I had it right the first time. So, it'll be interesting to see how they play it because that's going to give you a sense of what's going on. Here's my guess. I think Medina Spirit goes, and I think Concert Tour is in the vicinity, and maybe Mike Smith in the little moving screen on Midnight Bourbon.
All right. Perfect.
We love that. That's what they did in the Belmont for Justify. They
had
the stablemates have a moving screen on the first turn. And in fact, you'll love this. Medina Spirit was the moving screen for Life is Good back in a race a couple months ago. They just said, all right, make sure this other speed horse doesn't get near Life is Good. So he went from a moving screen to the Derby winner with, at the moment, in quotation marks.
Well, you can get away with it because Bo Borowski isn't officiating it.
That's right. So, yeah. Bo would have called them all, man. Illegal screen. Offense. My man, Bo.
You're the best, man. Good to have you.
You guys, that was a fun 20, pal.
It sure was. Thanks, man. Dick Girardi.